for having me.
And Frank Ehler, one of our tech producers who out from behind the glass. How's it feel?
Feels great. This is my big break.
Is the air better in this room than your little hovel behind the glass?
I like it better in my hovel over there.
Oh, do you? Okay.
A little fresher.
Libby, 2 years gone by in a flash.
Yeah, I mean, it just like that, hey, Ev? How do you feel 2 years in?
I mean, it goes by. I said to the premier, we had the premier on this morning. He was our first guest 2 years ago. And I said, I mean, it's hard to, that to me is the measure of how time this has gone by. But I appreciate the work that our whole team does. Libby, you know, let's just for a second talk about the work that goes into a lot of planning. You're on the phone, you're on email constantly, getting guests together on what can be sometimes last minute topics that come up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, news can break any time, and our job is to make sure that we have the best information for our wonderful listeners. And so it's a pleasure to be able to make sure that you've got everybody you might ever want to talk to on the show in a given day and whoever they might want to hear from.
Well, and often it's last minute. I mean, this week is an example. That MOU is getting signed. We throw it to you, Libby, saying, can we get the premier? Can we get the federal energy minister? Within an hour, you had both of them lined up. Good work.
It was a busy morning. Yesterday was busy.
And I know Nicole Garn, of course, helps out with production stuff as well. So that work obviously is very much appreciated. Our tech producers, mm-hmm. Frank Ehler and Adam Gruhl, these two fellas, I've said it before, they're the ones that they're answering the phone, they're pushing the buttons. And Frank, you've kind of taken this whole music into the segments to a whole new level. That's a passion for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love music, first and foremost, and I love your show. So I mix the two together.
Which is good, because you're stuck with me every day.
And what I have to say, too, like my gig isn't as stressful maybe as Libby's or as busy. It's busy in its own way, some days more than others, but it's, I don't know. I just love adding a little bit of flair to some of the intros there.
Well, we often will get texts complimenting the music choice that you come up with, but it's kind of cool. Frank, you and I often will talk about, we feel like we know the people that text in and call in all the time, although we haven't met them. I met yesterday Conspiracy Kevin and Jace from Regina, who's a regular. They stopped in to see me at Agribition. We took pictures just so I could come back and say, that's what these guys look like.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a whole bevy of people on the text line and callers that it's, I just want to match faces to names so badly, but it's little by little.
I say it every week, Libby, Frank, and then the others that aren't on with us right now. You guys are true professionals. I'm so lucky to be able to work with you every day. So thank you very much for what you do to make this show something that is 4 hours of great conversation 5 days a week.
Well,
the pleasure's all ours, Ev, really. Yeah. And this show, Frank, to Frank's credit, your job might be more stressful than mine some days. So, let's not gloss over that, please.
Well, I want to play. So, Frank, tell us what you did here.
Yeah, so with the two-year anniversary coming up, I kind of had a thought to just maybe kind of put together a montage with some music, obviously, of all of our, some of our favorite guests, the big guests that we've had on the last 2 years. And, kind of like a celebration of the show, celebration of you. And the love we all share together.
It's a great way to end the week. Frank, Libby, thank you so much for popping into the studio.
Absolutely.
Appreciate anything for you, Ev.
And we're going to give this a listen. Reflecting back on 2 years, thanks to Frank for putting this together. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
He is an iconic Canadian rock guitarist, a singer, a songwriter with the Guess Who, and of course, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Randy Bachman, thank you for giving us some time today.
You're welcome, and we'll see you soon. We will rock you.
I get a little giddy every once in a while when we've got someone like my next guest. Sean McCann is a great Canadian musician, founding member of Great Big Sea, and we get Sean McCann on the road today joining us. Sean, thanks so much for taking the call.
I am so proud of Saskatchewan. Well done. Day of caring.
Yeah.
Well done, Saskatchewan. When I'm
up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. We'll bring the music for your delight.
You really lose control of your show when a polka band comes into the studio. Walter Ostnick, a legend in Canada and a legend in my own mind.
Let's have a party tonight.
I'm excited to have Saskatchewan singer, songwriter, pianist Jeffrey Straker. Jeffrey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is really fun.
What you gonna do with the time you got?
Is it?
We are lucky enough to have Jim Cuddy joining us for a quick chat.
It's my pleasure.
An original member of the Beach Boys, and I'm so happy we're able to catch up with lead singer of the Beach Boys, Mike Love.
Thank you, Robin.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Yeah, I might be a little bit biased when it comes to the New York Islanders, but boy, so excited to have the great Brian Trotsky. Thank you for being here.
Pleasure, pleasure. Thank you.
Jerome Iginla, of course, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2020. Jerome, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Evan.
We have former Canadian NHL great Matthew Barnaby joining us. Matthew, thanks for taking the call.
You got me.
Joining me in studio, Kevin Kaminsky. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Evan.
Here's another shot. Fight by the scores.
And the man who scored that epic goal to win the 72 Summit Series, Mr. Paul Henderson. Paul, thanks for being here.
I love listening to that.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can play. It's when you're a celebrity.
When I had Kim Coates on the show the last time, we talked about his role in American Primeval, which I had just watched the entire series of. My wife walked into the room and said, "What are you watching?" She absolutely loved it.
That is the greatest thing you said about you and your beautiful wife.
Our friend Dixon DeLorme, better known as Quick Dick McDick, joins us by phone today. Quick Dick, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Brian?
The Round Table of Justice.
Every Monday morning at 10 o'clock, we take an hour and we talk about something that is justice related. It could have to do with community safety. It could have to do with recent court cases. We bring a variety of different guests on the program that have expertise in whatever the area is that we're talking about. Chief Cam McBride, thanks so much for taking the call today.
Very happy to be here.
We always carve a spot out for Saskatchewan's RCMP. Rhonda Blackmore is my guest. Thank you so much for taking our call.
Good morning, Evan. Thanks for having me.
Today, we connect with Laura Lee Davies, the acting chief of the Regina Police Service. Laura Lee, thank you for being here.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be here. It's a great opportunity for us to talk about things that are topical in the city. And yeah, we always enjoy having a visit.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
We're always excited to have former Premier Brad Wall on the show. Premier Wall, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Evan. Thanks for the invitation.
I am happy to say that we have Krista Freeland. Ms. Freeland, thank you so much for being here. It's great to have you here.
It is great to be with you, Evan.
Jagmeet Singh joining me by phone this morning.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is pushing the government to amend the criminal code. Here to tell us about it is Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. Pierre, thanks so much for taking our call today.
Thank you for having me, Evan. Really appreciate the chance.
Ralph Goodale is now the Canadian High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, and I'm happy to have him on the phone right now. Mr. Goodale, thanks for taking the call.
I'm very glad to be here. Evan, how are you?
Canada's military has been a topic of conversation a lot. We know we've got aging equipment, and we know that we need to do a better job of taking care of our military personnel. Who better to break this down for us and to talk a little bit about the impact that this could and will have than our friend, General Rick Hillier. General, thanks for taking our call.
Evan, my pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm happy to say Premier Scott Moe is joining us this morning. Premier, welcome back to Saskatchewan.
Hey, thank you, Evan. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Are you reeling in the year?